cosa, Yabados, Elemonde, Vivos, Epende, Yando Lebozinde, Yando Lebolebose, Ycosa Lamose, Yanto Lebolebose, Ypandala Baborianda, Mando Lebolebose, Ybala Babosa, Rabala Babose, Ycabala Babosa, Yanto Lebolebose, Ycolebolebosa, Ypandora Bolebose, Ycosa.
Lift up your hands. To me, yeah, oh, yeah, Kopondia. To me, yeah, oh, dear. Oh, to me, yeah, oh, de Asafo Yehovah, Asafo Yehovah, oh, do man come ya to me, yeah, oh, did I, to me, yeah, oh, Asafo Yehovah, Asafo Yehovah, oh, do man come my copon to me, yeah, oh dear, to me, yeah, oh dear, to me, yeah, oh. Now lift up your right hand. I want you to talk to the Holy Spirit in the next 2 seconds. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Holy Ghost. Magadeshika langoshki bedele bengosh kabala kuskati lebo koshan. Maligosh kondele mengosh kapagandi sitele beres kosto liva kaseya. Mandu livushiki ragala basteli koros kali mandu shaya. Balongoshki baras katalabaka saya. Maligoski belegosh koporo de loboko saya. Maliki boloboko shukira boloboko sastelebeko saya. Balagoshke belegoshki palabaka sastalabaka saya. Balingosko boloboko shukira balabaka saya. Mali voloboshi pustolo poro de loboko saya. Balande shekere de le mengoshko poro boloboko saya. Balingosko poloboko shakira balabaka saya. Balengoshki balagaski belegeshka balaka sataya. Balangoshi falabatasi telengoshata labahaya. Oh labasite le berekoshko boloboko saya. Maligoski telebere boloboko saya. Balivo shopari de le meson de leve shopara de le koskataya. Balingos kondo lo bongo shkere de lebe koske pelebe kosaya. Maligos keste lengo shkabalaka shakara de la baka saya. Shout hallelujah. Now lift up your right hand. Say the word of God is God speaking to me. Say it again. Say the word of God is God speaking to me. Say, I am who Christ is. I have what Christ has. I can do what Christ can do. I'm seated where Christ is seated. Say, I walk in the name of Jesus. Then say, I'm a doer of the word. And not a hearer only. Now look at someone. Tell the person that the word of God is God speaking to you. Turn to another person. Tell the person the word of God is God speaking to me. Shout hallelujah. I want us to spend some few minutes. I will just be teaching something. I want us to pray, but I want us to just spend some few minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. I'll explain one or two things. And I want us to, after that, I want us to pray. Amen. I think the rain has kept some people in the house. Or some of us, when the anointing comes on us, we run in the rain. Like Elijah. Amen. Amen. Sorry, please be seated. I want us to understand this thing. How many of you have been blessed so far with the healing, the message on healing? How many of you have been blessed so far? Who can tell me something? Concerning what you've heard so far concerning healing. Who can tell me something? Amen. Who just volunteer and tell us something? Who just teach us tonight? Who do it? Or I should mention someone's name. No, just volunteer and just tell us something. Amen. Who just say something before I start the teaching? On healing, what you've heard so far for the past weeks on divine healing. Amen. Who would like to talk? Paulus, you say something. Paul, what do you want to say? I've heard Daisy talking. She wants to say something. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. That's foul. Amen. Amen. Is that not powerful? Let's just clap our hands for him. He heard something great. Now, one thing I want you to understand this evening is that when you read scripturally, there are teachers who teach that healing is for anybody can do healing. Amen. I want to explain something here. It's very important. Some teachers teach that anybody can do healing. Some to teach healing as the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, what I want you to understand is that there are two methods when it comes to healing. One is the fact that those who say that everybody can do healing to some extent also go extreme. And those who also say that it's a gift also to some extent sometimes to go extreme. Amen. And I want to take my time to explain that because sometimes there are certain things that are important that we explain, not only for us to do, for us to know, and not to be confused about this whole thing. Amen. Are you following? Or the rain has kept you guys quiet. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Now let's open our Bibles to Mark chapter 16. Verse 16 to 18. Mark chapter 16, verse 16 to 18. And someone should also open 1 Corinthians chapter 12. So, Vadi Kashostelebelebe Koshistelekedele Koshkabar. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 9, I think verse 28 and verse 30. But let's read the verse, Mark 16, 16 to 18 first. Amen. Because there are a lot of, I've been doing a lot of studies and I've realized that there are a lot of teachers who teach that there are no special people called to do healings. And every Christian can just do healing at any time. But then let's read Mark chapter 16. Okay. Uh-huh. condemned. Uh-huh.
And these signs will follow those who believe.
And these signs will follow those who. Out demons. Uh-huh.
They will speak with new tongues.
Mm-hmm. They will take up serpents.
And if they drink anything deadly,
they will lay hands on the sick
and they will recover.
Amen. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, I think. Verse 28 and verse 30. I want us to take it for verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, who is there? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Okay.
To another.
Faith.
By the same spirit.
Gifts of healing.
By the same spirit.
Now, this is very important. The two statements are somewhat contradictory. Now, it says that they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So it says, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If they shall take any deadly thing, it says it shall not hurt those people. And it says, and they shall lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. That means that there's a responsibility given. That means that there's a responsibility given to Christians to lay hand on the sick and let them recover. So, in the mind of God or in the knowledge of God, He has given the Christian a responsibility. And that responsibility or is that ability to lay hand on the sick and see them recover. Amen. And that is to the ordinary Christian or everyone who is born again. It says, these signs shall follow them who believe. Who believe in Christ Jesus. In my name, they shall do what? Cast out devils. So maybe you are here, you don't believe that you can cast out devils. The word of God is God what? Speaking to me. So God has spoken to you tonight. It says, in his name, you can cast out devils. Then it says, you shall speak with new tongues. And if they shall take any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Then it says, and they shall lay hand on the sick, and they shall recover. So, that's a ministry to the Christian. The Christian has a ministry to lay hand on the sick and see the sick recover. How many of you understand that one? However, in God's administration, he has also raised some men that he calls gifts. And he has also raised gifts that he gives to Christians by the Holy Ghost. Are you following? So, there is that aspect of the Christian laying hand on the sick and seeing the sick recover. And there's that aspect of the gifts of the Spirit working in the body of Christ. It's very important. It's very, very important we understand this two things. So that we understand the place of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then we understand the place of the Christian laying hand on the sick to recover, to get the sick recover. How many of you are following? Shout a big hallelujah. Yeah, so there is the place of the gifts of the Spirit. Now, some say that unless you have gifts, you cannot lay hand on the sick. And some to say that no special people have been called to do healings. And they too... It's wrong. The correct thing is that God has given the Christian the ability to lay hand on the sick. But God has also given gifts of healing. So it says to some, he has given the gift of faith. That is what is called the gift of the Spirit. Say the gift of the Spirit. So he has given the gifts of the Spirit. There is the revelational gifts in the body of Christ. And he has given to some men. Those are special gifts given to some special people. Amen. So, there is the gifts of the Spirit. So, it says to some, he has given the revelational gifts. Revelational gifts are the gifts that make you to see. You see, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and the discerning of spirits. Some people call it discernment. But it's not discernment. It's discerning of spirits.
There's a difference between descending of the gift of descending of spirits and discernment. Amen. Yeah. Then there is the vocal gift, which has to do with prophecy. And there are a lot of, which one day maybe we'll discuss here, a difference between the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, and the gift of prophecy. Because a lot of times people see prophets as prophesying. Amen. But sometimes prophets are even word of knowledge and word of wisdom. Are you listening? So sometimes when we see a prophet giving a word of knowledge, we say he is prophesying, because they relate the prophecy with the office of the prophet. That is a prophet, so he prophesies. But prophets operate in the revelational gifts. It's a revelational gift. Amen. Then there is the vocal gift, which also talks about the gift of utterance. That is like prophecy. Inspirational prophecy. When you are inspired by the Spirit to give a prophecy in the church. And it's, the Bible says that prophecy is for what? Exhortation, edification, and comfort. That is the purpose for prophecy. Shout hallelujah. And then the gift of interpretation of tongues. Tongue speaking and the interpretation of tongues as a gift. So that you give a prophecy in tongues and you interpret it. Amen. Maybe one day we'll talk about that one here. Amen. And there's the power gift, which talks about the gifts of healing. Then the miracles. Then the gift of faith. So there is faith that is given to every Christian, for instance. But there's a gift of faith that is given to some people too, which is a gift from the Holy Ghost to such a person. So what a person can believe can happen. A person who doesn't have the gift of faith may think that, oh, the person, he just wants to, he's just playing. It cannot happen. So there are gifts, there is what is called the gift of faith imparted into the spirit of a person, the gift of faith by the Holy Ghost. It's a special kind of faith to make the person see impossible things possible. So that if you are not given that special kind of faith, you when you are relating with the person, you think that the person is just bragging. Why? Because they talk about big things and they do big things. And they are whole projection is so big that you think, can this thing happen? That's a gift of faith. Amen. Then it talks about the gifts of healing. Now, Obed, I want you to read that. It says the word, the gift of healings, or the gifts of healing. The gifts of healings. So, apart from the fact that he has given the Christian the ability to lay hand on the sick to recover, he has given some people what is called the gifts of healing. That gift of healing comes with an anointing. It's called the healing anointing. Listen, it's very important. You see, last week when they were asking a lot of questions, I realized that there are a lot of things to be taught maybe in the future. And I couldn't have explained all of that last week. But there are gifts of healings. And when he talks about he did not say that gift of healing. It says gifts of healing. So there are different kinds of healings. Hallelujah. Some people are given the gift of healing where they only heal those people. They have the anointing. Say anointing. They have the anointing to heal people who have sicknesses in their bodies. Amen. And there are people who have the anointing to heal disabled people. And there are people who have the anointing to do both. And there are also people who have the anointing to just deal with deaf and dumb. So it calls them gifts of healing. Different various means of ministering healing. And most of the times, the healings are different. So when you observe many men of God who operate in the gift of healing, you would realize that some deal with only disabilities. You are born disabled, you are born crippled, your legs are crooked, they can make you walk that day. Then there are those two who don't deal with any disability. When you are sick, you have HIV, you have cancer, you have tumor, you have kidney failure, you have whatever, they'll deal with that one. That's the gift of healing, gifts of healing. So various healings. Shout hallelujah. So when it talks about gifts of healing, what I want you to understand is this. It means that there is a special anointing given to somebody to minister healing. And that is the healing anointing. So Jesus operated or functioned with the healing anointing. See, Jesus was such that he operated in all the offices and also functioned in all the gifts. Why? Because he had not yet given gifts unto men. So he was an example. But when he resurrected, The Bible says he gave gifts unto men. So he called some apostles and some prophets. Jesus gives that office. And some teachers and some evangelists. And apostles, evangelists. Amen. And then there is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The nine gifts of the Holy Spirit also. Which the Holy Ghost gives. So there is the gift that that Jesus gives. And there is the gift that the Holy Ghost gives. The gift that Jesus gives is called the ministerial gift. Or I wouldn't even say he gives it. He makes them. And he calls them gift. So anybody who is sent your way as an apostle or a prophet or a teacher is a gift to you. That's how Jesus describes it. It's not somebody who just wears suit. It's a gift. Because he has something to offer from Jesus Christ. Then there is the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the gift of Jesus Christ is normally referred to as the gift of Jesus Christ. It's also referred to as the ministerial gift. Are you following? It's also referred to as the ascension gift. They call it that way. It's ministerial because it's calling you into ministry. So a teacher is in ministry, an apostle is in ministry. But then there are the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which the Holy Spirit gives to individuals as he wills. That's what the scripture says. So he can give a member of a church a gift of healing. That is how come sometimes many church leaders have some people breaking out of the church, or sometimes leaving the church. Not even breaking out is wrong, but leaving the church, because sometimes when a person is a member, the Spirit of God, as he wills, can give the gift of healing to that person and not give it even to the leader of the organization. And there's a special anointing that comes with the gift of healing, such that the person operates in the gift and it becomes a ministry. So we call it the ministry of healing. These are the person, and that is what Jesus operated in, the ministry of healing. So that when the people came, no matter how multitude they were, he did not need anybody. Sometimes, most of the times, they had come to him. But he did not need their actual faith from the inside. He had faith, the God faith, God kind of faith that Jesus had. The people had to respond to him. That is what Jesus referred to as faith. When he was around, if they came to him believing that he could heal them, he says, you have faith. You understand? How many of you don't understand? You understand? So the Bible talks about Peter, for instance. Like, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Read 28. It's very good. Start from verse 9, chapter 9, and reading verse chapter 12, verse 1, and it will be very plenty. So just continue. Verse 28.
And God has appointed these in the church. First apostles.
And God has appointed these in the church. First,
First apostles. Second prophets.
Prophets.
Third teachers.
Teachers.
After that, miracles.
After that, miracles.
Then
gifts of healings, continue.
Helps.
Administrations.
Varieties of tongues.
29.
Are all apostles.
Mm-hmm.
Are all prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Are all teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Are all workers of miracles.
Mm-hmm.
Do all have gifts of healings.
Now that gives us a clue of what I'm talking about. Are all apostles? Are not all our apostles, and not all have the gifts of healings, but some have. Continue, Obed. And when it talks about speak with tongues, it's very important we understand the King James, the New King James. When it talks about do all speak with tongues, it's not talking about the normal tongue that we all have. It's talking about the gift of the Spirit, the gift of tongue speaking and interpretation. That one is a gift. It's for prophesying, but it comes in tongues. And a person interprets it again. So that is not the tongue he's talking about that we all speak. When we say, let's pray, we all speak. No. This one is talking about the gift of speaking and interpretation of tongues as a gift. So that when it's time for worship, we don't do it here. Yeah, most of the Pentecostal circles, they do that. But most charismatics don't do that. Charismatics, they don't even worship. They just sing song, clap your hands. They say, let's sit down. Okay, continue with it. When it's time for worship, they just say, let's lift up our hands, let's raise song. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory. After that, we say, oh, shall we please be seated? We all sit down. So we finish worshiping. We're just singing psalms. So what in the Pentecostal circles, somebody's asking what they do. In Pentecostal circles, when they raise their song, they give us the opportunity to pray, to worship the Lord. You can worship the Lord in tongue speaking or with tongue speaking. And as you do that, you realize that the Spirit of God moves, and then there is prophecy. So most at times in Pentecostal circles, there are a lot of... I was watching one of Maurice Aurelio's old message, and I realized about five people gave prophecy there. And they had time for them to... They took the prophecies, five of them, they took the prophecies, and some of them gave and interpreted what they were saying, tongues and interpretation, and it was powerful. Maybe someday we'll do it here. Amen. I better do that. Okay, over, continue. Do all have gifts of healings?
Mm-hmm. Do all speak with tongues?
Do all speak with tongues?
Do all interpret?
Do all interpret?
But earnestly desire the best
gifts. The best gifts. So, listen. Yes, what is he telling us? He's telling us that it is not the gifts of the Spirit are not given to everyone. The gifts of healing is for some people. And that gives us a clue that some people have the gifts of healing, whilst others do not have. And those who do not have can just lay hand on the sick for them to recover. But those who have minister healing at several times based on how the Holy Spirit leads them. And they minister healing based on the anointing. So we all have the power of the Spirit in us. We all have the anointing inside of us, the Holy Spirit. But it's an anointing to heal the sick. Are you following? There's an anointing to heal the sick. There's an anointing to even make people rich. It's an anointing as a teacher. There's an anointing. Or as an apostle or as a prophet, there is an anointing. So that we all can be talking about the same thing, but the result that will come from someone is different from the other. Why? Because there's an anointing for that. So there's an anointing for healings. There's an anointing for working of miracles. You understand that? So, the Spirit of God gives people certain anointings. That doesn't mean that they've given them different Holy Ghosts. They have the same Holy Ghost, but the operation of the Holy Spirit in the person's life is different. So the Holy Spirit has given such a person a special work. And therefore, ministers healing through that person with the anointing. How many of you understand that? How many of you understand that? Shout hallelujah. So, there is the anointing. There is such a thing as the anointing to heal the sick. There is the ordinary healing. When it says that you shall lay hand on the sick and they will recover. I want you to understand the two. So that we don't go this side and go this side. We be in the scriptures. So you say you shall lay hand on the sick. And the one who has the anointing to heal the sick will be more fruitful than the one who is laying hand on the sick to recover. Because there is a special grace. The scripture says that, listen, the scripture says that if any man minister, let him minister as of the ability which God gives him. So there is an ability that is given. It's a supernatural ability for healings. And it's given to the person who has the gift of healing. It is like somebody who gives word of knowledge, word of wisdom. When we all pray in the spirit, we stand and we pray in the spirit and you are sensitive, you can see something. Why? Because that is one major work of the Holy Ghost in you. So as a Christian, normally you can see something. It says you shall see visions. In the last days, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. And your young men will do what? Will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. So seeing visions, for instance, are normal to the Christian. But then there's a gift of word of knowledge and word of wisdom, which is a revelational gift, which when a person has, is able to see beyond the vision you are seeing. Why? Because there's an operation of the Holy Ghost through that person with those gifts. How many of you understand what I said right now? So when it says you shall lay, when it says that in the last pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your young men shall see visions, the Christian is supposed to see vision. It's supposed to be normal that you see vision. Vision about a friend, or vision about you, or vision about your decision, or vision about, because they shall see vision. So the Holy Ghost opens up the realm of the spirit to you to see visions. So it's a normal Christian what? It's supposed to be normal to the Christian. But then there's the gift of the Holy Spirit, also called the gift of word of knowledge and word of wisdom. And Discerning of spirits. You understand the difference now? So that by the gift, this person who has this gift is able to see certain things beyond the one who is just seeing vision. Or the person is able to operate in what is called the revelational gifts. So there are people who see visions and call themselves prophets because they see visions. You understand? Because they see visions, they say, oh, we are prophets. We can see visions. But that is the normal. Seeing vision is supposed to be normal to the Christian. Seeing angels is supposed to be normal. If it's not normal to you, it's supposed to be normal. You can have a vision and see an angel. You understand? But then there's the revelational gifts, which is a special work of the Holy Ghost through an individual. That is the same when it comes to healing also. So it says, are all workers of miracles? Not all are workers of miracles, but he says that this sign shall follow them that believe. So you can meet a Christian casting out devils. You understand? But you can also meet a Christian who has been given the gift of the Spirit of working of miracles. And because he has that gift of the Spirit operating in his life, he has a special anointing to work miracles out. Shout hallelujah. How many of you understand that? So, do we all have the gifts of healing? It says no. Some have the gifts of healing, not all. But if we all come together, we can enjoy this person's gifts of healing and enjoy this person's prophecy, enjoy this person's what? Word of knowledge and teaching and all of that. Amen. So there is a difference. It's very important. There is a difference. It's very important you understand. And it tells us that we should covet earnestly the best gifts. That's prophecy. But then what you want most from the Holy Ghost, you can ask him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm saying? So that there is a big difference. It's very important that we understand this. When we say you shall lay hand on the sick, they shall recover. When we say somebody is operating in the gift of healing, there's a difference. Because the one operating the gift of healing is operating with an anointing, and it's a special calling on his life. But then the Christian can lay hand on the sick. But the one with the anointing makes much impact than the one who lays hands on the sick. And that's why, last week, for instance, when Jennifer asked the question about somebody, I said that depending on what you have in your spirit at that particular time, the knowledge you have in your spirit at that particular time, because Jesus functioned in the gift of healing and the gift of working of miracles. It was a gift, an operation of the Holy Spirit through him. Elisha, for instance, functioned in the gift of working of miracles. Elisha operated in the gift of working of miracles. But you realize that Jesus operated in the gift of healing and the working of miracles, which is a gift. Now, when you read the Bible, you realize that the Holy Ghost came on all the people. Came on Peter and came on James and came on all the people. But you would realize that according to the scriptures, Peter's shadow was healing the sick. James' shadow could not heal the sick. How many of you read about James healing the sick? Are you following now? Yeah, it tells us something. It tells us something. It tells us something. It tells us that Peter was operating in the gift of the Spirit. So when the people came to him with his shadow, there was an anointing on him for healings. Are you following? Or you don't want the anointing? So, there was an anointing to heal the sick. It was on Peter. That was on Paul. Now, let me open to Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to 16. Someone should open to Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to 16. Someone should open Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 4 to 7. Acts chapter 5, verse 12 to 16. Acts chapter 8, verse 4 to 7. Zuvashe de Lengosh Kabaliga Deshta. Who has opened Acts chapter 5 quickly? We don't have much time. Open it quickly.
Mm-hmm. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people.
And they were all with mother God in Solomon's court. Yet none of the rest then joined them. But the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increased into added to the Lord. Multitudes of both men. So that they brought the sick out into the street. And laid them on beds and couches.
At least the shadow of Peter. Why does he single out Peter's shadow? Why? I will continue.
That at least the shadow of Peter
passing by
might fall on some of them.
Also,
a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits.
And they were all healed. So it means that even there were, Peter did not even have to go and cast out any devil. His shadow was casting out devils. The devils were running away from Peter's shadow. Why? There was the anointing of the Holy Spirit for healings on Peter. One man of God said that there was a guy who went to call a sick person and said that I'm also going to put my shadow on you. Why? Because he realized that Peter put his shadow. But then, he did not know that there was an anointing on Peter to heal the sick. There was an anointing. It's called the anointing, a healing. It's called the healing anointing. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's called the healing anointing. So it was on Peter. So when he put his shadow on all the people, they were all healed. Because he had the anointing to heal the sick. Now go to Acts chapter 8, verse 4 to 7. Let's open Acts chapter 8 quickly, Obed.
Acts chapter 8, verse 4-7. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria.
The city of Samaria,
Preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord. Heeded the things spoken by Philip. Hearing and seeing the miracles. Which he did.
For unclean spirits.
Crying with a loud voice. Came out of many who were possessed. And many who were paralyzed.
Were healed. And you see, this is very important. It talks about those who were healed, those who were paralyzed, and those who were lame were healed. But when he talked about Peter's own, he said that all the sick people who came, as long as Peter's shadow fell on them, they got healed. But when he was talking about Philip's own, he singles out the healings that took place, the kind of sicknesses that were healed. How many of you understand what I'm saying? So that shows us that there's the gifts of healing. Gifts, different kinds. The kind of healings that Philip had and the kind of healing that Peter had were different. As in, Peter could heal all the people who came. Philip was with those who were paralyzed. The King James says they were those who were lame and had palsy. And those with unclean spirits, that's all. So if you came to Philip with deaf and dumb, you wouldn't be healed. And it's been like that in history. You realize that there are men of God who do that. Some, their only area of speciality is deaf and dumb. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, go to Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, quickly. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12. Zoda vi kashitele inguska. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. Well, let's open Acts chapter 19. Obed, quickly.
God worked unusual miracles
By the hands of Paul. To the sick.
And evil spirits went out.
And their diseases left them. Special miracles by the hands. And Paul walked in the gift of healing. Why? Paul walked with Barnabas. Do you understand? He separated unto me Barnabas and Paul. But you would realize that The Bible singles out the healings of Paul, that God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. It was the anointing. Now, when he talks about miracles, listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. Are you following? There is what is called healing miracle. Listen very carefully. There's what is called healing miracle, and there's what is called the working of miracles. They are not the same. Write it down. There's what is called healing miracles. In other words, the person got healed miraculously. There are healings, then there are healing miracles, and there is the working of miracles. The working of miracles is serious. The working of miracles is what turns water into wine. That is the working of miracles. So Jesus said, I'm going to work miracles today and turn water into wine. But the healing miracles are supernatural also. But then they are channeled towards healing. That's healing miracles. And there are various healings because, for instance, when somebody is healed of fever, it's a healing. When somebody is healed of cancer, it's a healing. But when somebody crooked leg straighten, it's a miracle. It's a healing miracle. Because that one, you will have to make the bone straighten by the power of the Spirit. Shout hallelujah. But then Paul worked the healing miracles. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. That even aprons and handkerchiefs that touched Paul's body, they were taken to the sick people elsewhere. They didn't look for the person's faith because it was an anointing at work. So elsewhere, people were in their homes. You just come and say, I've got a handkerchief from Paulo. Say, just lay it on me. You lay it on the person. The person wakes up. He didn't hear anything. He didn't see anything. He didn't meet Paul. He didn't hear the gospel. He just got healed. Special miracles by the hands of Paul. And that is by the anointing, because the healing anointing moves into the handkerchief. But the one who is born again and is laying hand on the sick to recover doesn't need any healing. He just has to lay hand on the sick. He didn't say, look for handkerchief. But the one with the anointing can transfer the anointing into something. And that is what is called the transference of the anointing. So Jesus had the woman touch the hem of his garment. The anointing was in Jesus. He had gone to pray. He was working with the anointing. But when he was going, the anointing, because the anointing is transferable, it went into his clothes, his garment. So when the woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment, he did not touch Jesus, the garment. She was healed. Why? There was virtue going out of Jesus, the Bible says. It's a healing virtue. It's a healing anointing. So there is a healing. Look, as I'm telling the person, there is a healing anointing given to those who have the gift of healing or gifts of healings. How many of you understand that? So you can make so much impact when it comes to the area of healing with the anointing. But then, if you don't have the anointing, you don't have the healing anointing, like most of you here don't have the healing anointing right now. You've also been told that you lay hand on the sick and they recover. So you resort to laying hand on the sick and making them recover. And that's why last week I was explaining that you can teach the person, then lay hand on the person. Why? Because it becomes an issue with faith. You have to believe that as you lay hand on this person, recover. But when it comes to an anointing, sometimes the person's faith is not even necessary. So the anointings, the healing anointing, such that Muslims get healed by the healing anointing. You understand? Somebody who is deaf and dumb gets healed by the healing anointing. He did not hear any gospel. He just heard the man talk, shouting and throwing his hands. He didn't hear anything. So where did he get his faith from? Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. I want to prove to you what Paul said concerning the healing anointing. The signs of an apostle. Those people here, are you reading or you are? The signs of what? Of who?
An apostle.
In signs and wonders. Who was talking? Paul was talking. He was an apostle. So he was telling the people that the signs of, they saw the signs of an apostle. See, the apostolic office is such that it's a joke. I think that one of the offices that's very strange is the apostolic anointing, apostolic office. Many people think that it's the prophetic office, but the prophetic office is not as strange as the apostolic one. But apostolic anointing has to do with a lot of things. If you can't go through a lot of persecutions, you can't be an apostle. You can't be called an apostle. If you can't plant a lot of churches, you can't be called an apostle. You can't establish churches in places. Can become an apostle. It's not doing church planting. No. It is taking over cities and nations like Paul did. And you hardly find people like that. Because everybody wants to be a prophet. Amen. Okay, continue already. The signs of an apostle. Of an apostle. Mm-hmm.
The signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance.
Uh-huh.
In signs and in wonders. And mighty deeds.
So Paul was saying that he could perform signs and wonders because he was an apostle. And that signs and wonders, the people saw the signs and wonders Paul was doing. So one day he was teaching and the guy fell down. He was teaching. The people were tired and the guy was sitting out the window. He just fell down. That was the sign of an apostle. Well, after teaching for the whole night, instead of doing all prayers, he was doing all night teaching. And the guy fell. Died. And Paul just went straight and carried the guy back to life and continued preaching. That's the sign of an apostle. Amen. So those are signs that follow an apostle. And you see that one day we'll talk about these offices. Now I want you to understand that there is what is called the transfer of healing power, like I talked about. I want to talk about transfer of healing power. When somebody has the healing anointing, he's able to transfer the healing anointing into certain things. Even if the person has a healing anointing, he's able to just put the healing anointing on the microphone. So as many as touch the microphone can be healed. Why? Because there's an anointing to heal with the person that is given to the person. Amen. So some people put the healing anointing into handkerchiefs. Some people put the healing anointing into apron. Put the healing to certain garments. There is this garment they used to say, I've forgotten. They put the healing anointing into it, they say, take it to anywhere, the person will be healed. Especially when the person can't come to the church. It happens, and the person has the anointing to heal. Amen. So it is not demonic. Some people say it's demonic. I've heard some people even say that when you are praying for somebody and you just breathe on the person, it's demonic. And all that. And those wrong teachings. Shout hallelujah. Now, I want us to pray. I just taught this thing. Amen. How many of you understand what I've taught you so far? Next, we'll be teaching about, is faith essential for healing? I'll be teaching about it. And there are two kinds of faith when it comes to healing and health. There is the faith for healing and there is the faith for health. And I will take my that. The faith is becoming, I'll talk about faith when it comes to healing and health. In God's actual mind, the Christian is not supposed to be sick. But then when you take normally right now, you realize that in many churches, many Christians and their own churches. So there are a lot of sick people. So it becomes difficult you to area when you're saying that, okay, you are teaching from a health area. Because most of the people who are there are not looking for help. They are looking for healing. And that is why it's becoming difficult for me. But then I'll teach it. Amen.
Amen.
That you understand. Hallelujah. Now, what I want us to do is this. I want us to pray for the next 30 minutes. I want us to pray. How many of you are ready to pray? I want us to pray concerning miracles, the working of miracles. Not. The reason why I want us to pray is that I want you to understand this before we enter into this. I want us to. How many of you are ready to pray? How many of you understood what I taught so far? You understand? How many did not understand? You have a question? Maybe you didn't understand something. So I was explaining the book of Jesus, Paul, and how they functioned with the, how you can have the healing anointing if you so desire the Spirit. Next, I'll be teaching about understanding. Christian life is a supernatural life. The person, the Christian life is a supernatural life. A lot of times we respond to everything we want to attack, resorting to natural means. The Christian is supposed to engage his mind. And one major way of seeing supernatural operation is through miracles. Now, the word of God produces what is called the results of the word of God is miracle. But the word of God is not a normal word, it's the word of God. So when it's produced, it will be a miracle. How many of you heard that? So, results of the word of God is miracle. Now, or a supernatural interference in a normal activity. And one day, I think I'll about this thing. Let me talk about supernatural, because I realized that many Christians don't believe so much in the supernatural. They want everything to be natural. And when they get stuck, natural will be out again. But not a world changer. Hallelujah. So I want us to pray. We're going to read one scripture from 2nd. And next week I'll be teaching you some kind of stuff. I want you to come next week. Amen. I don't want people to miss the faith one. That's why I've relaxed. Very important that people miss it. When they come, they'll be asking a lot of questions and having a lot of things in their mind. They say, what is this man talking about? But when I was teaching the actors in the wearing, open to the book of 2nd Kings. Second Kings chapter 3. Take from 1 to 18. Shall we all be upstanding? I want Obed, we all read it alongside. I want us to just, if you open to 2 Kings chapter. tell you that. The ditches were there. Even this. Supernatural supernatural. Maybe I'm ready for this. There shall not be. But there was a supernatural.